All right.
The yesterday we had a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, how a person pays meitav. Pasuk says meitav sadehu. When you're paying the tashlume nezikin, you're supposed to pay meitav. If you're paying again with properties, you could pay with cash, but you're deciding to pay with properties, so you have to pay the amount that corresponds to the damage. When you're paying with properties, you could pay with better properties, you could pay with worse properties. Obviously, if you're paying with worse properties, you're going to have to pay more, you know, in terms of quantity. If you're paying with better properties, you could pay less. But either way, the sum total of the value, the market value of the property is going to have to correspond to the loss that you caused. But which properties can you get away with paying? Nobody wants junky properties because they're hard to sell and things like that. Fine. So, which properties do you pay with? So the pasuk says you're supposed to pay with meitav sadehu, meitav karmo. Yeah, but who's meitav? Your meitav, the mazik, or the nizak? So that was the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. According to the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, we said if the mazik has, let's say, idis and ziboris, and the nizak has idis and ziboris, so if the idis, and if your idis equals idis, your ziboris equals his ziboris, what's the machlokas? There's no room for a machlokas, because of course you pay your idis, which equals his idis. And if your idis equals his ziboris, so, but this is the best property you have. He has, you know, fantastic properties, Manhattan properties, all you have is whatever, you know, the middle of Wisconsin or something. But that's your best properties, then fine. You don't have to go out and buy new properties to pay him with. This is all I have. All I have is pennies. You can pay him in pennies. What else are you going to do? Fine. But what if his idis is equal to your ziboris? Now, can I get away with paying my ziboris, which is equal to his idis, the properties, you know? Or do I have to pay my idis? So the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, of Rabbi Shmuel was, you could pay your ziboris, because that's equal to his idis. And the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, did I get the names wrong? No.
Right?
Huh?
Sure.
I got it right, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could get away with paying your idis. I'm sorry, you have to pay your idis. So Rabbi Kiva holds its idis the mazik, Rabbi Shmuel holds its idis the nizak, so you can get away with paying your ziboris. That's machlokas Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Fine. However, there's another pasuk. Pasuk says that you should pay. What is the source of Rabbi Shmuel? It says the Gemara. It's from the pasuk of Meitav Sadehu, but the pasuk says Sadeh, and when the property got damaged, it also says Sadeh. And that's referring to the sadeh of the nizak that got damaged. So to the sadeh that you're paying has to be the idis of the nizak. Sadeh means the idis of the nizak. That's the source of Rabbi Shmuel. However, the pasuk does say meitav sadehu. What does it mean, meitav sadehu? It means your meitav, the meitav of the mazik, the one who's paying. So what is that referring to? So Gemara said, no, that's referring to the following case. If you have, right, this is case one. What if you have, that's the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, but what if you have the following scenario, where the mazik has idis and ziboris, and the nizak has idis and ziboris, but, and so we said the only machlok is going there, his idis equals your ziboris. What if his idis is more valuable than your ziboris, but not up to the standard of your idis? So what am I supposed to do in that situation? It doesn't equal either one. Your idis is up here, your ziboris is down here, and his is somewhere in the middle. What now? So everyone there agrees, you pay your idis. You pay your idis. You have to jump up to your idis. That's what Meitav Sadehu is referring to according to Bishmal. Everyone would agree in this situation, you pay your idis. That's it, that's the story. Okay, fine. So you got that. Case A, case B. This is, according to Bishmal,
one case that's Sadeh, Sadeh the Gzera Shava, the Kra of Metav Sadehu, that you actually have to pay your Idis, the Mazik it's referring to, is talking about where his Idis doesn't correspond to either your Zibaros or his Idis, somewhere in the middle. Everyone then holds, you jump up to the Idis. Now we have the following Machlokas, though. And this was in the Rush. What about where you have the Mazik has Idis, Bainonis, and Ziboris. He has three types of properties. And the Nizak has Idis. The rest doesn't matter, right? So, according to Bishmal, you have to pay the Idis of the Nizak. Let's say the Idis of the Nizak equals the Ziboris. What do you pay? Rabbi said, if the Idis of the Nizak equals the Ziboris of the Mazik, that's the old Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva of Bishmal. Rabbi Kiva would hold, you pay Idis. Rabbi Shmuel would hold, you pay Ziboris. Because that Ziboris is equal to his Idis. What if his Idis is equal to your Bainonis? Same Machlokas. Yeah? Rabbi Kiva would hold, you pay your Idis. Rabbi Shmuel would hold, you get to pay with your Bainonis. What if you don't have a property that corresponds to his property? It's somewhere in between your Bainonis and your Ziboris. Now what? Now what? So Rabbi Shmuel holds, so that was the Machlokas, two opinions in the Rush. One opinion in the Rush was, you jump up to your Bainonis. You go up to the next Madrega, okay, I don't have a property that exactly equals your Idis, I'll give you your Bainonis. I shmear you a little bit with a bit of a better property, that's enough. The Rush disagreed. The Rush himself held, no, this was the first opinion in the Rush, that was one opinion. The other opinion in the Rush was you jump up to your Idis. That was the second opinion in the Rush, and that's how the Rush held. You jump up to your Idis. Why? So Azazak the Rush. This is all the Rush. The Rush said, why? Why do I jump up to Idis? Why don't I just jump up to the Bainonis? Yes, I don't have a property exactly corresponds, so fine. I can't get rid of the Ziboris, that's too low. Why? So just jump up to Bainonis. I have a property that's a little bit better than the property that he has. So why do I have to jump all the way up to Idis? So the Rush says, because when you're paying, it has to be either Idis the Nizik or Idis the Mazik. It can't be no one's Idis. So if you pay Bainonis, that doesn't equal the Idis of the Nizik. That's better. And therefore, you can't get away with paying Bainonis. You have to jump all the way up to Idis the Mazik. You either have, but these two scenarios teach us that according to Bishmo, you either have to have Idis the Nizik, or you have to have Idis the Mazik. But it's got to correspond exactly to someone's best properties. Someone's got to pay their best properties. So if you have Ziboris, which equals his Idis, okay, that's Idis the Nizik. If you have Bainonis that equals Idis the Nizik, that's Idis the Nizik. But if you have a property that's in between, so what did you see over here when it was in between? You have to jump up to Idis the Mazik. According to everyone, so to over here, says the Rosh, you have to jump up to Idis the Mazik, according to everyone. Someone's got to pay properties that correspond to the best. Yeah.
Even though there's no bid on his news.
Correct. That's the Rosh. What does the other opinion hold? The other opinion probably held, no. According to Mishmo, there are not two dinim, Idis the Nizak or Idis the Mazik. Someone's got to pay their best property. What it means is, I owe him this. All there is Idis the Nizak. Meaning this is the way the Rosh held. There's Idis the Nizik, Idis the Mazik. The other opinion held, no, this is also called Idis the Nizik. This is his Idis. Yeah, I don't have anything to respond, so I jump up to my next Madrega. That's close enough to this. But I'm not paying Idis the Mazik ever, according to Rabbi Shmuel. What am I paying? Idis the Nizik. Because I don't have a property that exactly corresponds, so I go up to the next Madrega. So it's over here. Bainonis is a little bit better than this property. Okay, so that's also a fulfillment in Idis the Nizik, even though it doesn't correspond exactly. That's what I would have said. That opinion in the Rush holds. And that, in fact, that's how Reb Shmuel learns. Look over here, Oiz Beis, on the sheets. V'yesh lomar, bazeh, bepashtus, behektim, bebir, pluktayu, dahani trei lishni, dine besfaris, is de amri kama, mashem, idavei arosh, dinu svirle, de bahai, ahani, kro, lo neschadish, klau, idis mechudosh. In this pasuk, the second case B, there's no, which we said was Meitav Sadeh, who, according to Bishmael, you pay Idis Demazik. That's not a separate halacha, that if you can't pay Idis Denizik, you pay Idis Demazik. Ula Olam Lek Elachad Din Idis Vahainu Idis Denizik. All there is Idis Denizik. Oh, the Kamashmu and Krah, the Mitzad Kiyum Din Idis Denizik. I don't have to have exactly properties that correspond to what he has. So I'll give you a little bit better than what you have. That's also Idis. So the other opinion the Rush holds that there's never two halachas, one Idis Denizik, one Idis Demazik. And if I don't have exactly your Idis, I have to give my Idis? No. I have to give you your Idis. If I don't have exactly, I'll give you a little bit better, but I'll have to give you my best. That's the two opinions. This all would have been nice. It would have been great. We felt very good about ourselves. The problem is the Ritva, typo again, but the Ritva says Masech Lizgit in the following. He sides with the first opinion of the Rush, meaning that you just jump up to Beinonis. So I would have said, why is that? Because there's no halakha of Idis Demazik ever. I never have to pay my best. Only the best of the victim. That's it. And if I don't have exactly the best, I'll give you a little bit better. You know, exactly properly corresponds to yours, I'll give you a little bit better. But I can give you with Beinonis. It's fine. Says the Ritva, no, that's not the Pshat. Vahani Kra, what is Meitav Sadeh who come to teach me above and beyond the Gzera Shava? That's the difference between A and B. A is the Gzera Shava. Sada, the Nizak means you have to pay him with the Sada, Idis of the Nizak. What is Meitav Sadeh who if I don't have exactly the property that corresponds? Says the Ritva, that teaches me that there's two halachas. Vahani Kra, the Islay, the Mazik, Idis, Viziboris, Ziboris, the Day, Lo Shavya, Ki Idis, the Nizak. Let's say your Ziboris doesn't exactly equal his Idis. The Mishal Mimi Meitav, you pay him your best. Perush, Me'achar de'i efshar l'kayim idis denizik, Mishalem idis demazik. You have to pay him your best. That sounds like the second opinion of the Rush, which he accepts, that there's two halakas here. But then he goes on and he says, like the first opinion, he gives that very rationale, the very lumdus, the whole Shia Kloli, but then he gives the wrong psak. He says, Umiyu, I isle lamazik beinonis, the shavit fe me idis denizik. Let's say I have beinonis, this exact case, which is a little bit better than his idis. Bechi I vade yehevle beinonis. I give him beinonis. Damakayim be shaper idis denizik, kaven the shavit fe. That's considered a fulfillment of idis denizik because it's a little bit better than your idis. That's also a fulfillment of idis denizik. Not like the Rosh, that you have to give him Davka, Idis, the Nizak, and if it's not equal exactly, doesn't correspond exactly, I have to give him my best. The Rosh held, you don't jump up to Beinus, you jump all the way back up to Idis. He says, no, that you don't have to do. The mate of the Nizak or mate of the Mazik is Reilu Shlume. V'go Nehira, the Ishavit Tvei, Nam Misham Idis the Nizak. Says the Ritva, if you're paying him better than his Idis, of course that's equal to Idis. So one minute. If that's the case, that paying a little bit better than his Idis is still equal to Idis, meaning if this is also considered to be, if I pay Beinonis, that's also considered Idis, even though it doesn't correspond exactly, but it's close enough, why would the Rush hold, now we're back to square one, why would the Rush hold that you have to jump all the way up to Idis? And don't tell me, because, well, this one doesn't correspond exactly, so it's not a fulfillment of Idis Denizik. The Ritva told us, even though it doesn't correspond exactly, it is a fulfillment of Idis Denizik. Why would the Rosh feel that, no, it's not a fulfillment of Idis Denizik, and you have to jump all the way up to Idis Demazik? Why? It's worth more. It's a hard sphere to wrap our head around. Why should I have to jump all the way up to my best if I don't have exactly, you know, in my cash of properties, I don't have exactly something, you know, my portfolio, exactly something corresponds to your Idis. I'm giving you better than what you have. Of course that's Idis Denizik. Why would the Rosh feel you have to jump all the way up to Idis Demazik? You hear Rabbi Isai? It's a strange thing that the Rosh says. Strange to us, obviously. We have to understand that. So if Guzman has over here, Oiz Dawit, a different approach, which I think is very, very compelling. And he says the following. What is special, or what is, when the Torah says you have to pay with Idis, so what is the nature of Idis? Is Idis or Meitav, is that just a better property on the scale of, you know, valuable properties? So this is better than, you know, something less? Or perhaps Meitav itself is its own categories, meaning it's not a scale of value where they're all equal, just one is, you know, better or worse than the other. They're different categories of properties, meaning it's so different, it's not even in the same category as a less valuable property. So that's what he asks. He says, we have to figure out, what does that mean? We can understand it in one of two ways. That is a definition of an item, u'dugma. Just like there's a difference between a fruit and a utensil, a coin, something attached to the ground, something detached from the ground. There's a difference between meitav and best properties and worst properties. She'ein makom litmos klal zelo zeh, she'meshuna kol echo ve'echo mechavero be'echo shelo. In the third line, it says everything is different in terms of its quality. V'dvar muchlakim ufradim hein zeh mizeh. They're fundamentally different from one another. K'mo kein hu amuvan shel meitav, she'mamish kechefza acheres. It's literally a different item. So it could be. Or yesh lomar ein zu chefza acheres. It's not a different item. Da zeh v'zeh karku. They're all real estate. El amuvan shel meitav eino el adin adifus mitzad agavra. It's what I have in terms of my portfolio, best or worst. One is more valuable than the other, but they're all in the same category of item. So suggests of Gusman that's the machlokas that's going on over here. Between the Rosh, the first opinion of the Rosh, the second opinion of the Rosh, or the conclusion of the Rosh and the Ritva, when you have this Idis that doesn't correspond exactly to Beinonis or Zibowers, do you have to jump up to Idis to Mazik or not? Everyone holds that perhaps there's two dinim, but does this, if it doesn't correspond exactly, so is that a fulfillment of Idis the Nizak or not? That itself is the machlokas between the Rosh and the Ritva, and that itself hinges upon, well, what is the definition of Meitav? What is the definition of Idis? Is it a fundamentally different item than Beinonis and Ziboris? Because best is just how somehow different? Or no, Idis is, you know, they're all basically in the same category. One is more valuable or less valuable than the other. So it says of Gusman that according to the Ritva, of course, there's Idis, you know, if you don't have it properly corresponds to his Idis, you have to jump to your Idis. But is Beinonis that's more valuable than his Idis a fulfillment of Idis or not? That depends on whether Beinonis and Idis are even in the same category. Can we compare them? Are they in the same discussion of item, you know, in the same classification? So the Ritva held, yeah, Beinonis and Idis are basically the same thing. You know, one is more valuable, less valuable. Here, I'm giving you a property that's better than your Idis. So, of course, that's the fulfillment of Idis and Nizek. And the Rosh held, no. A person's best properties, or Idis, Meitav, is a whole different category than Beinonis and Ziboris. So either you pay his best, or you pay your best. Nothing less. Beinonis that's a little bit more than his Idis doesn't matter. Even though it's more valuable, Beinonis and Ziboris are just a fundamentally different category than Meitav, than Idis. Idis is a whole separate item. So either it's got to be exactly his best or exactly my best. And don't tell me that Beinonis, well, it's a little bit better than his property. No, if it's not exact, it's not Idis, it's not the same category. Yeah.
Why?
You're asking why. Why should Idis, okay, maybe Rav Gusman's right, sounds compelling. Why? Why should Idis be in a different category than Beinonis and Ziboris? Fair question.
Could be.
Or could be for a different reason. But look over here, Zayin Amud Aleph. We're not going to have time to see the whole Gemara, but we'll jump to the important part. Turn to Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara is discussing a case where you have properties that are more valuable at one point in the year than they are at another point in the year. To us, this makes no sense because we're not farmers. But if you'd be a farmer, so property is more valuable during planting season than during harvesting season. Because during planting season, I could use it to plant. So I could recoup my investment quickly. If I have to wait 6 months to plant, property is less valuable. You understand that? So biyom e-nisan, when I could plant right away and recoup my investment, properties are at a premium. They're more expensive.
when I, let's say, for example, most tenants moved into a rental building in September, which happens to be true. So then rental, you know, rents go up in September, if you've ever monitored these things. Rents go down in February. Or if you're buying houses, most people buy houses in March and April and May, because that's when their kids are going to register for school in the following year. So from between May and, you know, June, properties are more expensive. In October, it's harder to sell a house. So you have to, if you want to sell, you got to lower your price. Fine. So the Gemara discusses the following situation. Look over here. And Zav Zayinim Ebeiz. Hachanami Gabi Nezikin. Six lines down from the top. Dine Be'idis. Yeah, Nezikin is you're supposed to pay Meitav. Amale, Ihu Havli Beinonis Tvei Purta. The guy says, you know what? Your Idis is not now as valuable as it was. So you could get properties, I get an abundance. I could get more property. If I'm getting paid now, when would you want to get paid? You'd want to get paid when prices are lowest, yeah? Because then I'll get more. I'll wait till Nissan. I don't have an investment over here. I'll wait till Nissan and I'll get, you know, I'll sell it then. You'll flip it. Yeah, oldest Jewish business in the book, right? So I'll get it when it's cheap and I'll flip it when it's higher. So the guy said, you know what? Instead of paying me Idis when things are cheap, give me Beinonis. The guy wants properties. So he says, I'll take Beinonis. So he says, I'm like, havli Beinonis tvei porta. Give me Beinonis. So the guy says to him, no. If you take Idis, shkol kadashta. Then take now Idis while they're, you know, cheap and take as much as you can get. V'ilo, you want Beinonis, shkol ki yukadul kamei. Then you got to wait. You want Beinonis? You have now a special order? I'll wait to pay you in Nissan. When properties are more expensive and you'll get less. Meaning once you're switching, you can't now start making demands. They're going to pay you a Beinonis. I'll pay you later. Below, Shako Kiyukadu Kamei. Maskevler Rav Akiva Yaakov says, what are you talking about? If the guy's entitled to Idis now, he should be entitled to Beinonis now. He can decide he wants Beinonis. Imkein, Hurata Kokal Chonazik, and Eitzel Beinonis Viziboris, Rahman Amar Meitav, Ata Amar, Be Beinonis Viziboris Nami Lo. The guy's entitled to Idis. Why can't he ask for Beinonis? Okay, so what happens? A guy comes and he says, instead of Idis, I want Beinonis. I'll get more property that way. It's cheaper property. I'll get more quantity. So Gemara here seems to imply that he can do that. Instead of asking for Idis, he could ask for Beinonis. And that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. But if you look in the Rush, the Rush says, no. It's a long Rush, but you can read it. But I'll sum up for you what he says in two letters. No, you cannot ask for Beinonis. You're entitled to Idis, you cannot ask for Beinonis. But the Gemara said, the guy's entitled to Idis, why can't he ask for Beinonis? The Rush says, that's only when I said to him, if you wait till Nissan, I'll give you Beinonis. You have a special order, wait till then. Because I was masking to give him Beinonis at least then. Since I'm masking to give him Beinonis then, I have to give it to him now. But if I was never masking to give him Beinonis ever, the Mazik has the right to say, you're entitled to Idis, that's all I'm giving you. And the Rush says, I have a proof. Why? Let's say I come, you're entitled to Idis. I have three properties that are considered, you know, grade A properties. You say, I want that one. You don't get to do that. You know, I want the one, you know, I want the Broadway property. You can't choose which property you want. You get whatever I choose to give you. They're all Class A properties. I get to pick which one I give you. You don't get the right to choose. Says the Rush, you also don't get the right to choose if you want Beinonis and Ziboris or Idis. You're entitled to Idis. This is what you get. And I'll pick which Idis property you get. You don't get to choose which Idis property. So too, you don't get to choose which Beinonis properties. Just if I said, you know what, if you wait till Nissan, I'll give you Beinonis. Now I showed my hand that I'm willing to give you Beinonis. Now I got to give you Beinonis now. But if the Mazik will totally deny the claim of Beinonis, he has the right to pay him just Idis, and the Nizik cannot ask for Beinonis. And Rashi and Agamar disagrees. And if you look at our Agos HaShri, Rabbi said in the little brackets, that we can read, it's very short. Look over here, it says Agos HaShri, about Tosfos, v'chem ba'or zarua, v'chem ma'arich, lo chilku b'zeh, ele li'olam yigah b'mazik mi beinonis im yirtzeh. He can always ask for beinonis if he wants it. and he'll get more quantity.
Yeah.
So you said that the Rush says that if you mention that if you want bitterness, he has to wait till Nissan.
Yeah.
And technically, he could just get the bitterness now.
Correct. Since I showed I was willing to pay you bainoness in Nissan when properties go up, you're entitled to bainoness now. But if I want to deny your claim of bainoness, I can do that. So the Rush holds, yeah?
So I could say that I want your bainoness now.
Yeah.
And then you could tell me, no, I'm going to give you my
Idis
instead.
You're entitled to Idis. I'll pay you Idis. But don't start with your special request. Correct? And Rashi goes, what are you crazy? Of course, if I'm entitled to Idis, of course I can ask for a bainoness. You don't need a Jairus HaKasha for that. It's obvious. The Rosh says, no, you're entitled to Idis. Don't start asking me even now for bainoness. Why? So I would say, again, this is the same Achlokas as we just had. Are Idis and bainoness in the same category of item? Or, in which case, well, if I'm entitled to the best, why can't I ask for something less valuable? Or no, Idis is just a whole separate category of things. Idis is its own category of things, and I could deny your claim. Don't start asking me now for bainoness. That's apples and oranges. That's kalim and peros. That's karka and metaltalin. Those are two separate things. Those are movables. And real estate, two totally separate things. You can't ask me for bainoness because you're entitled to idis. That's what the stipler says over here as well. But the stipler goes on and he explains why. Why? Why is metav? Why is idis in its own category? This is gevaldik. Why? So Stipe says the following thing. He says, because what am I really obligated to pay you over here? I'm really obligated to pay you cash if I have it. If I don't have cash, I give you real estate. But, so I have to give you Meitav. Why do I have to give you Meitav? Do I have to give you Meitav because it's the best? In which case, if you don't prefer Meitav, you prefer Bainonis, so the best for you is Bainonis. So then you have the right to define your own terms and say, well, no, I want the bainoness. But maybe, no, I have to pay you meitav, not because it's the best, but because it's the easiest to convert into cash. What's special about meitav? Meitav is everyone wants to buy it. Bainoness, not everybody wants to buy it. That's why there's a cheaper price. You're going to get more of it, but it doesn't sell as quickly because it's not as lucrative. It's not as valuable. It's not as special. So it's less similar to cash. So if Meitav is unique because it is the most easily convertible to cash, then Meitav is in its own separate category. Because that's the most likely to convert into cash. But if Meitav is just, no, once I'm not paying you cash, I gotta do you a favor. I have to do you, I have to do right by you. So I give you the best properties. Look, it's not cash, but I give you the best properties. If you don't want, that's not the best for you. The best for you is bainoness. I gotta give you bainoness. You can't choose which is this property, but I gotta do, I have to do what you ask. For you, best is bainoness. Okay, then maybe I have to pay you bainoness. And maybe this and bainoness are really in the same category. But if the pshat is in Meitav, I have to give you Meitav because that's the easiest to convert into cash. Ooh, then maybe Meitav is an entirely different category than bainoness. And just because you asked for bainoness doesn't mean I have to capitulate. You want bainoness? Too bad. I'm going to give you cash or the closest equivalent in real estate, which is idis. That's what this stipler says. And that's perhaps what's going on over here is Meitav in its own category, not in its own category. Yeah, Benji.
If I'm entitled to idis, but I say I'd rather take the risk now of getting your property and possibly getting a nissan. I, like, you'd be allowed to tell me, all right,